For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview, brought to you by Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For the best in deli meats and service, it's the Gloria Food. Joining me now for our second edition of the Panther Preview is Beverly football head coach Andrew Morency. Coach, what an outstanding start to the season last Saturday.
I tell you, Tim, we were excited. We came out and played hard. Our defense set the tone. Our offense did what they had to do. We really, as a team, accomplished what we set out to do. And that, in high school, as you know, is always a positive. So we're excited as a program, and it was a good way to kind of kick off the season for sure.
You know, when we talked 2 weeks ago after the Tewksbury scrimmage, I noticed an intense level of enthusiasm in you. Maybe it was the end of the game. The adrenaline was flowing. And when we were doing our pregame talk, Bill and I were saying, Bill asked me, how did I expect the team? And I said, excited. I said, I think they're going to come out up for it. It's a new challenge. It's a new system. They got new uniforms. They're playing back at Hirsch Stadium. All the factors led to that these guys shook them up, fired up, and they didn't let you down.
No, they certainly didn't. You know, it's funny. It's great to have senior leadership. I'm very blessed to come in with that situation. We have four great captains. We have a bunch of other seniors who get it, know how to win in the sense of hard work on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. It's nice to see. You know, there's no guarantees. For sure it's football, but having that senior leadership really kind of trickles to everybody else. And you saw that on Saturday. You just saw a team that was really fired up and excited and they came to play.
Okay, so let's preview what's coming up. Yep. Gloucester, 21-19 win over Lynn Classic. An exciting, you know, game that they came back, took the game away from Lynn Classical. This is going to be old-time football, smash mouth. Who's standing at the end of four quarters? Because it's always been that way between Gloucester and Beverly.
That's right. That rivalry goes way back. It's one of the great things about this league is that you have teams like Gloucester who have great programs, great coaches, great tradition, and they come in on a week two. You know, so with that, you look at this year's edition, I thought, you know, what a great job they did coming back. Anytime you can come back in high school football in the fourth quarter, that's poise, and that shows that that's a sign of a good football team. You know, it's funny, they have that long ride to Lynn. You come out, it's never easy to really play after a long bus ride anywhere. So they came out, and certainly Lynn Classical showed a little bit, but I was just impressed the way they came back and were able to kind of get the job done, and that's the bottom line. So that's a team that's very much formidable. They're going to come to play. They do every year, and we expect a battle for sure.
You know, You look at the two teams on paper, they're fairly similar. I did the Gloucester Classical game Friday night. I did your game on Saturday. And I saw two teams with strength up in the front lines, quickness to the sidelines, especially on defense. You didn't allow anything to get around the corner on a consistent basis. Your secondary has depth. It has, you know, experience. They played really well. All three phases of the game, you guys did exceptionally well. Gloucester is, they're young on the lines, but they're Gloucester lines. They're Gloucester
That's right.
kids.
That's right.
And they play bigger than they are.
That's right.
And they play tough. And they play fast to the sidelines
yep.
as well. This could be a game played between the 40-yard lines if you're not careful.
It could be. You know, Coach Zarrell, I know he does a great job. I mean, I know that he's a great coach. I know they have great assistants. I know that program is sound, as sound as any program on the North Shore. So, I mean, it definitely, I don't expect anything other than a battle. They will come to play. They're going to play Beverly Kids tough. The last four times they've had our way, they've won three out of the last four. And the kids, you know, they're aware of that. They know that they have a fight on their hands. But certainly we just have to rise to the occasion. You know, Wakefield's in the rearview mirror now, and we have to move forward and really bring our A game if we expect to come out on top again.
You know, and games like this, where you're not in the same division,
yep.
but it's still the same league,
That's
and those
right.
rivalries don't go away.
That's right. It feels like the same division. I feel, you know, and again, like coming from Beverly, I know about this Gloucester rivalry from experiencing it myself ever since I was a little kid. And Gloucester has always been tough, and that's a tribute to that community, that football community. So with that, I mean, anytime you have that team come to you to play, you know that, you know, anything can happen, especially if you make that mental mistake or you make, like Classical did, like they made one mental mistake and it cost them. And like I said, that's a sign of a good football team where they make you pay for your mistakes.
Okay, Coach, want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday. Not too much because they work in Gloucester. but again, and I know we're going to see a great game once again at Hurd Stadium.
That's right, too. I agree. I'm looking forward to Saturday afternoons at Hurd. It's, you know, it's just a lot of fun, and we're just going to show up and do our part, and hopefully it'll be a great game.
Excellent. Okay, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Tim. Thank you.
Okay, that's been head coach Andrew Morency, the Beverly Varsity football coach with Panther Preview for MSO News Sports, and this has been brought to you by the Gloria Food Store. I'm Tim Kearns.